And welcome back here to another edition of Recruit Spotlight on Husker Online. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple. As always, Sip, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, 30th and Yankee Hill Road in Lincoln. Great wings at Tanner's Steaks at Tavern 180, the proud sponsor, presenting sponsor of these Recruit Spotlight interviews. And we've got a couple here this spring cycle, and we've got another California native here in studio, Sipple. One of the top players in the state of California, one of the top corners in the nation, Adonis Curry out of Southern California, joining us here on Recruit Spotlight.
Hi, it's Sean Callahan here with the Husker Online Show, and I want to tell you more about Factor. We've talked about them all throughout the year here on our show, and it is a great, easy way to change up your approach, to change up your diet, and they make it really easy. They have so many different options, 35 different options, over 60 add-ons per week, whatever direction you want your meal to go. They have breakfast options, lunch, snacks, beverages, you name it, and all of their meals are prepared fresh by chefs, and they take just 2 minutes to warm up, take them to work with you, have them for dinner, however you want to do it. Factor will have you covered. And we've got a great deal here for our Husker Online listeners. Head to factormeals.com/HuskerOnline50 and use promo code HuskerOnline50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code HuskerOnline50 at factormeals.com/HuskerOnline50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. Thanks again to Factor for sponsoring us here on the Husker Online Show.
Maybe one of the fastest high school football players as well in America, Adonis. You ran, did I get this right, 10.52?
Yes, sir. 10.52.
As a sophomore?
Yeah, as a sophomore.
You should see his film, Sean. Right? He's running by people. Let's put it that way.
Well, he had, coming into Nebraska, he had a tight connection. He said he had to test that 10.52 across the Denver airport.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. Were you rolling?
I was rolling through the airport. Rolling.
He was running, you know, those like speedway walkways. He said he was running on those.
Oh, boy. On every single one.
Instead of PR and then DIA. But Adonis, you're at Nebraska, and this will be visit one of two for you in the month of April. Kind of what went into your thought to visit Nebraska early April, and then you'll be back later on an official visit for the Red White Spring Game?
Yes, sir. What really went into it was my connection with Coach White. My Coach White is a great coach. He sees a lot in me, and then when I got here, just the connection with him and talking with Coach Coop, the corners coach, just was like, just made me want to like come here and just see what it's about.
Okay, now you were here today and you saw practice, saw a whole practice. What stood out to you? Or let's put it this way, Adonis, what were you looking for and what stood out?
I was looking just for like their mentality and like how they practice and if they take it serious, and which they definitely did. Yeah. Like it was an intense practice. They made sure that just to the point where, they hit everything, and they're making sure that their guys got it. You know?
Oh yeah.
So that's about it.
Oh yeah.
Spring is a busy time too for recruiting. I mean, you go on a lot of trips, and you're a track athlete. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of balance track and these football visits? Because obviously, your football is your future, but you probably want to run track or kind of dabble track as well.
It's tough because like training as well is a little tough. Like I gotta catch flights and then I gotta go home for like a bit, train, and then on top of that, balance school as well. Mm-hmm. It's quite tough, but we make it work. When I'm in college though, I think I'm not gonna do track. I just want to strictly stay football for the most part. So that's about that.
Again, I was watching Adonis's film, Sean, right before you guys came in, and it's really striking. The speed's really striking. But I'm wondering, you tackle well too. It seems like you tackle enthusiastically. Is it, do you pride yourself on it? Do you are you conscious that maybe most people just know you as a speed guy? Or
yeah, most people like view me as a track guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could do both. Like I'm just something that like track is just something like I was gifted with. Like, I mean, I don't have no complaints. everybody knows I'm fast, but I feel like, yeah, tackling is something like it's cool. Like I could do it. Like I,
you can,
if I have to, like, yeah. I'll come up and throw it up if I have to. If I like, but whatever you like, whatever they need me to do, I can go do that.
Hey, but Sean, corner blitzes. You should see that.
Well, and he's the tall corner. I mean, yeah. You're 6'2". What do you weigh?
Like right now I'm like 170.
So yeah, and once you stop running track, you'll probably be at 190 pretty quickly at a match.
I'm usually around, like, I try to play around like 180. Like, okay. I feel like I'm like a little lighter than 170 right now, probably like in the 160 something.
But your size, I mean, how much with your speed and then that size that you have, how much has that, you know, helped you stand out as a recruit? I mean, when coaches see 10'5" as a sophomore, electronic, 6'2" film, I mean, what do coaches kind of, when they break you down as a prospect, what do they tell you?
They tell me that my ball skills are really good because I be playing both sides of the ball from my high school. The speed is there. Like they, so that's just something that, they say that they can't coach, which I don't know if that's true or not. So just like, they're just telling me like in the length, you can't coach length. Like they're saying like either you got it or you don't. So, that's something that they pinpoint for sure. And they, they're confident that they can tweak the little things and make me a better player and like polish me up.
You run a 10.52, and you've said you think you can get down to a 10.2.
That's the goal.
Is that the goal? Why do you think you can find another gear like that?
Just the training I do, and with the coaches I have around me, like, and then like my like support system. Like, I know my mom is a big factor in that. She really makes sure that I do my, like, keep everything in check, whether that's like school, whether that's just like track as well, and she be on me as well. So, and then my coaches, they're one of the best coaches in the country.
Good.
When it comes to track. So I have no doubt in my mind.
Hi, it's Sean Callahan with Husker Online. We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So US Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. A company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones and see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
We're talking here with Adonis Curry on Recruit Spotlight, one of the top cornerbacks in the country. Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, 30th and Yankee Hill Road. Now, Adonis, a lot of recruits we've talked to, the months of March and April, have been crazy just as far as like visits and kind of lining things up almost before you then begin take official visits in June. What has your March and April look like? And you'll be back at Nebraska, we know, on April 27th for the spring game. What do you have ahead and where have you been already?
I've been to Texas A&M. I'm going to go back up there pretty soon. I want to go see some other places as well, but really, like, it's been, I fly and then I handle schoolwork. I handle track meets, try to get those done. I'm trying to win state this year for my state in track. But we got some guys. So it's just really about training, flying here and there to places, to go see places that I really think fits me, and just making sure that my school is right as well.
What did you think about Lincoln? I mean, what did you have? Any preconceived notions about it, and then did it match up with what you thought?
Definitely thought it was, like, it's cold. I'm not gonna lie, like, it's super cold, but like, from like a kid from California, yeah. But I would thought it was like snowing, yeah, and like stuff like that. But it's not snowing as of right now.
No, it won't snow this so, time of year.
But yeah, but the winds, I knew it was gonna be cold. I'm over here. I packed like a puffer. I'm thinking this thing is gonna be like super duper cold, but it's not that. It's not that cold, but it's a little bit,
a little chilly.
Morning practices are a little chilly.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was chilly this morning.
What, I mean, Coach Rule, I know you spent time with him on Tuesday in his office. Like, what was his message to you, and how did that meeting go?
His message to me was that he thinks I can make a big impact for like early, like really early for Nebraska, and that. And I asked him, like, oh, what do you think I could, like, elevate in my game? And he was just saying, he said, you can always, like, he said, like, he told me I can get better in every aspect. But an emphasis that he put on was me, like, or just any like corner that he like looks at attacking the ball and just trying to get picks, like, because picks is how you get paid.
Yeah.
So like creating turnovers, and that's what he's like, and that's what like Nebraska is like, really, like, that's their emphasis, is there is like creating turnovers on defense.
Yeah, they gotta get more of them. I mean, again, going back to your film, you play receiver. Is there anybody recruiting you as a receiver, and why do you want to play on the defensive side of the ball?
Defensive side, I feel like it just fits me more as a person.
Okay.
Like, I feel like with my, like, personality and just how I just do things, like, I like to take things in my own hands.
Okay.
So with playing corner, I don't really have to rely on nothing, just my skill set. Like, and I think I'm confident in myself as a man, like, and also as a football player, that I could do things better than anybody that you put across from me. So that's why I like receiver is fun. Like, they get like the glory, but like,
yeah,
like on the football field, but most definitely the like DB, like playing corner on the outside on the island, it's just fun. It's just me.
That makes sense.
Now, will Nebraska be your first official visit in April? Or will you take one?
Yeah.
And then what other officials have you set up and plan to take?
I've had UW in June 1st. And I've had
Miami.
I had Miami on June 8th. And
Washington?
Yeah, that was June 1st.
Texas A&M, or are they
A&M?
A&M, I think they're supposed to be the 23rd. So I gotta find a date for Texas and Oregon.
Okay.
So for Nebraska to be kind of the front end, they're gonna have to really impress you, I'm sure, like on April 27th, because you're gonna go on a lot more trips after Nebraska.
Right. But I mean, Coach White and the whole Nebraska staff, they do it well. Like, they welcome me here. As soon as I stepped off the plane. So I have no doubt that they could do it, but most definitely, like, I want to go see other places as well.
And then your timeline, Adonis, are you thinking to announce sometime in the summer?
Yeah, I'm trying to announce it sometime in the summer, right before I start my senior season. And then I just have got a ball out for my senior season.
How is your team in Laverne?
In Laverne?
Lancaster.
I'm sorry. Why am I saying Laverne?
It's all good.
Why am I saying Laverne? Like, Lancaster, how is your football team?
We're pretty good. We have some solid pieces. We got a linebacker who's nice. We got two shutdown corners, me and a sophomore on our team now. You got a really good nickel on our team. He gets after it. He can play pass or run.
Okay.
Really, like, we have some pieces on our team, and we got a young quarterback, but he can sling it.
All right.
Well, Adonis, it was great to catch up with you here on Recruit Spotlight.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to seeing you back and later in April for the spring game, but appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. Thanks again to Adonis Curry for joining us here on Recruit Spotlight. Once again, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, 30th and Yankee Hill Road. For Steve Sipple, I'm Sean Callahan for Recruit Spotlight.